Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a neighbor of mine in the studio, Ryan Ochipa. He is a State Farm insurance agent, and like a good agent and neighbor, State Farm is there. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you on. Ryan, I know socially. He's a nice guy. I've have mutual friends. And I said, Ryan, you need to come on, talk to us about what you do, what State Farm does. Also, though, importantly, especially for our out-of-state listeners, because, you know, we're worldwide now, Ryan.
Okay.
We're all over. We got the app. We got the website. We got folks that listen to our program all over the place. So I also want to touch on things that would be relevant in terms of insurance and insurance buying for people that may live anywhere in the country.
Sure. Well, we'll do our best to fill you
in. Okay, so we've got about 5 hours, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're ready. No. Here we go. So first, let's talk about some things locally that affect us in East Coast of Florida. We'll start with a little bit about your firm. You have your own, and you'll forgive my ignorance, as well as I'm sure there are plenty of other people that are ignorant about this. Talk to us first about State Farm and what they do and your relationship with them.
Sure, yeah. I work for State Farm Insurance. I've been an agent with them for, gosh, I guess I'm going to have my 10-year anniversary on March 1st coming up. And before that, I did about 5 years with the company as a claims adjuster. But as a State Farm agent, it's very similar to a franchise, I guess. I own and operate my own book of business. The clients actually belong to State Farm, not to me. So one day when I've had enough and I decide to retire, State Farm will decide what to do with the customers at that point.
Okay.
But until then, you know, I can own my building, all the employees, are employees of mine, not of State Farm Insurance. And I have a contract with State Farm that says that I agree to sell their product in a manner that's fitting to them. And I'm not allowed to represent other companies except for specific situations. Sometimes they let us.
Okay, good. It's good. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is called clarity and being forthright. And I appreciate that, Ryan, because not everybody will be clear about the nature of their relationships. And now there's a big positive to this. They have a good reputation.
They do.
And they have a lot of resources that you can tap into.
They do. You know, State Farm has been around for a long time, probably getting close to 100 years at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be a century.
And I think we're nationwide. We probably insure close to 17-18% of everybody in the country, I would guess. It's a very big company. Generally, they consider Allstate to be our next biggest competitor. We're roughly twice.
I've never heard of them. I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, we're roughly twice the size they are, though. It's a very big insurance company, definitely.
All right, very good. And so part of why I want to have Ryan come on and talk is a lot of times people, they think about homeowners insurance, they think about auto insurance and things like that. And I know you deal with a lot of these different things. I think it's natural to think, well, you know, one size fits all, or any of these companies can help me. And that's not necessarily true, because there may be times when one company is going to be more competitive than the other. What are some of the areas where you really spend more of your time?
Yeah, well, as a State Farm agent, I guess our bread and butter is going to be personal lines, auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance policies for your family, things of that nature. State Farm does sell other types of products. I think we have 90-something products altogether, but that's our main course, especially here in the state of Florida with all the problems that we've had with hurricanes. We're very limited sometimes in what we can do with certain products. But I would say definitely the personal lines is our bread and butter.
Now, the homeowners, that's a new a new aspect, I guess, coming back. Was that something that State Farm wasn't doing? Now you are?
Yeah, that's something kind of hot off the presses. Okay. A couple weeks ago, maybe, we started.
A scoop, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we just started selling homeowners insurance again for the first time in a long time. I would venture to guess maybe 15 years in this part of the state.
Knock on wood, now that means there's going to be a hurricane tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you know, you never know what happens with the storms, but it's been a good 8 years or so since we've had one, and although there's still a lot of difficulty in the market, you know, State Farm went through a very painful period where we had to downsize, basically, mm-hmm. with the size of our book of business, and prices always tend to increase in the homeowners market in this state, and we've kind of leveled off to a place where they feel comfortable again to open back up and try to write some more business. It's going to be very selective. Not everybody's going to be able to qualify, because it will depend on, you know, where your house is, how it's constructed, things of that nature. But it's definitely a step in the right direction and something we haven't seen in this state in a long time.
So. Okay, excellent. If you're just joining us, Ryan Ochipa is my guest today, State Farm Insurance Agent, right across the street from my office right here in Ormond Beach. And we're glad he's here. The website, RyanOchipa.com. Let me spell it, because it's a little different name. You're an individual, unique guy. O-C-H-I-P-A is Ochipa.
Yes.
All right. RyanOchipa.com. Right back after this quick break.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
And we are back. Ryan Ochipa and I are talking on the break about our mutual travels and experiences in having our own business. And it's not for the weak, right?
No, but I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love helping people with their money. And, of course, Ryan helps them with their insurance. And so let's talk a little bit about, we can talk about things to look for or things to be careful. I always, of course, being the CPA by training, Ryan, you know what I'm going to do. I look for the risks first. So what are some of the things for people to watch out for in working with an agent? And not so much you can speak to the agent themselves, but I guess I'm thinking of like gaps in coverage, or, you know, maybe something is cheap. Maybe there's a reason it's cheap, you know, these kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to look for. You know, I think the first place to start is what type of agent do you want? Because there are different types of insurance agents out there. I'm an exclusive agent, or what they might call a direct writer, where I basically represent one insurance company. And I bring people to that insurance company and try to fit them with products that take care of their needs. There are other agents. They're typically considered independent insurance agents. And they may represent a number, maybe 10, 12, 15 different insurance companies.
Okay.
And so, you know, they more represent the client, and they bring the client in and try to fit them with a different company. And there's good and bad to both.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
I really enjoy being a State Farm agent because I like State Farm's reputation, and their financial strength is very important to me. I'm always confident when I sell a product that we're going to be able to, you know, back that product up and meet people's needs properly. And the policies are very well written and comprehensive. And, you know, a lot of independent agents have great products as well.
But cheaper's not better.
Cheaper's not, yeah, cheaper's
better,
not always better.
Right?
Cheaper is not
some
always
of
better.
The shopping around and looking for, because there's a natural tendency, I think, with people, as you very well know, Ryan, that they look for, you know, they think sometimes these things you deal with, the insurance products, I get this sometimes, but I know you get it more than I do, is that they think it's a commodity, and it, you know, and cheaper's better. Well, no.
Yeah, you know, and I think in all honesty, it's becoming more and more and more of a commodity throughout the years, especially with the internet. And I'm not against the internet by any means. I think that there's good things about it and bad things about it. But, you know, when commercials start that say, you know, all it takes is 15 minutes and we can save you 15% and this and that, and just hop on the internet and do it yourself, you know, a lot of people will take them up on that type of stuff. But that doesn't mean that what they're doing on the internet is a good thing for them, or that they're setting up their policies correctly. So we have to watch for that, you know, quite a bit. And I think that that's just the way of the world. You know, we're becoming more and more of an internet computer-driven mm-hmm. society. It's getting harder and harder to get people to come on down and sit with me in the office and let's just talk face-to-face.
You mean you want to actually give them some advice, Ryan?
That's pretty much the idea, yeah.
Well, it's the same in my business. You know, somebody can go online and buy a mutual fund pretty easily, you know, right. A no-load fund. That's great. But there's a lot that they have to either know or that they might not know that could, you know, could be. And we saw it. We've seen it when the markets had trouble and people are like, oh, I didn't know my mutual fund could go down 40%.
Yeah, you know, and what we see a lot of more and more these days is people get on the internet and they take a look. You know, they shop, they get a quote, but then when it comes time to actually purchase it, they call the office or they come by, which, you know, that's not a bad combination of things, because you do have to know a little bit about what you're getting into before you buy something that's completely wrong for your need.
So. Very good. Very good. If you're just joining us, Ryan Ochipa, ryanochipa.com. He's our local State Farm insurance agent just across the street from my office. We'll grab a quick break and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Catch him while you can, Ryan Ochipa. He is a busy guy, and we're glad to have him in the office here talking with you about insurance. So some of the things we talked about before the break, just some cautions, things to be careful about. There is no substitute for advice and experience. No argument there. So say the guys who have that. Okay, so some of the things to watch out for, I guess, with let's pick an example of let's use one that of course affects, you know, millions and millions of people, and that's auto insurance.
Okay,
so I'm buying a car. I'm whatever I'm doing, I find a need to get insurance, or maybe my other policy, the premium goes up for some crazy reason. Maybe the insurance company's phasing out of something. Insurance companies always seem to be, for us regular folk, Ryan, it always seems to be that one's leaving, one's coming, they're leaving the state, they're coming to the state, they want this line of business, they no longer want this line of business.
It can be that way, especially in Florida, yeah.
So
yeah.
So I need auto insurance.
Okay.
What do I look for?
Well, you know, the first thing I think you want to look for is a company that's reputable and has a good good history with their claims. That's one of the things I like the best about working for State Farm is I'm very confident that
You saw it from the inside out, didn't you?
Yeah. when we have a claim, we really, really do our best to take care of that client. And, you know, there's always hiccups in any business, but we really do, you know, try our best to help the clients out. And, you know, you don't really think much about your insurance until the day comes that you do have a claim, and then it becomes a big mess. And so, a company that has a very good claims history is important.
Okay.
You know, another thing is you want to take a look at the setup of the policy itself. What type of coverage limits you've chosen, and are they appropriate for you? You know, I think it's very easy to get on the internet and just say, well, I'm going to get limits that are $10,000 because it's the least expensive thing and I'll save $25. But, you know, if you make $100,000 a year and you have $10,000 worth of coverage and you injure somebody,
you got a problem.
That's a big problem. And so, you know, there's no hard, fast rule for how much insurance I should have. But I think sitting down and talking with somebody that can guide you a little bit on what might be appropriate for you and what type of coverages to think of can be very important.
That's good. What do you think of these, or what should people know about? I guess those are two separate questions, but I'm seeing kind of an increase in this safe driver rebates or refunds, or you see advertisements on the TV about getting a check, or what's going on?
Yeah,
there?
You know, every insurance company has their own discounts that they offer. And let's face it, people like to hear about discounts, and discounts are great. More and more of these discounts are becoming based on how you actually drive the car. There's kind of a new wave in insurance where we go on out there and we can actually put like a computer chip in your car monitors how you drive. Yeah, you know, and there's
You're not putting one in mine.
There's a lot of controversy over whether that's appropriate to do or not appropriate to do. But, you know, once again, you can't stop the future, and that's the way things are going. So there are discounts based on that. And then you still have your traditional discounts based on, you know, if you're young, do I have good grades or not? That can be big. Taking driver safety courses can
be
big.
Safe driver.
Yeah, safe driving discounts. A lack of tickets or accidents in your history helps with your price. Yeah, there's a whole a whole slew of things. Yeah, the type of car.
Is it a sports car? Is it a minivan?
Mm-hmm. How you use it. All of those things still come into play. And these days, which is another big change, is people's credit come into play. And, you know, statisticians really believe that you can tell whether someone is going to have losses in the future or not based on certain combinations of things that they see in people's credit. And so credit is not the only thing that insurance companies look at when they set your price, but it is a big component these days of what they look at. And that's been a big adjustment for consumers and trying to understand, okay, what does credit have to do with my price of my insurance? But once again, it's the way of the future.
So. Interesting. So the fact that I live a whopping 2.5 miles from my office, I should get a break for that, right?
You do. All you right. do. I mean, most insurance companies, they all set their own guidelines.
Between the two places, right? How fast I go.
No, you know, the overall number of miles you put on the car is a big pricing point for most insurance companies, definitely.
That's good. That's good. And so the limits, a lot of these things you talk about, the limits, the type of coverage, a lot of them are very individual decisions that you can't always, I guess, you know, get from the internet experience and sitting down with an insurance advisor, which is really what you're doing. In terms of the policies, obviously they vary by company. They also vary by state.
Definitely.
Okay.
All insurance is regulated by the states individually, not by the federal government. So each state has its own laws. And, you know, for example, if you're insured here in Florida and you decide, well, I'm going to relocate and move to Atlanta, you know, within a certain amount of time, according to Georgia law, you're going to have to cancel your Florida policy and buy a Georgia policy. And for the most part, most insurance agents are licensed in the state that they operate in. We handle things locally for the most part. So definitely, each time you move to a different state, you have to get a different type of policy.
Very good. And I know this question is something that a lot of people wonder about. So you've got your base policy for the automobile, and then there's also the question of whether somebody needs to have something above that, the umbrella. What are you seeing? You see often that people need that, or I know it's individualized, but is it something that's
Yeah, you know, it's always better to have more insurance than not enough insurance.
Some people think that it attracts, you know, having that will attract the lawsuit. You know, I know there's two different ways to think about that.
You know, if someone is injured badly enough,
they're going to get sued.
They deserve to be compensated for that, and that's an attorney's job, is to try to figure out a way to get money for this person. So I think that's just to be expected, and having an umbrella policy, which is what you're alluding to, typically gives people, say, an extra $1 million worth of coverage. It will go over their cars, over their home, basically anything that they do personally that they might be sued for. You'd be covered for
damage, personal injury, things like that.
Exactly. Okay. So definitely better to have that coverage than not have it. But once again, it has to be, you know, appropriate. If you just got out of college and you're working your first job and scraping to get by, you may not need an extra $1 million worth of coverage. Then again, if you're a business owner, if you are suable, let's say, you know, you've done very well for yourselves, you definitely should consider something like that.
Very interesting. Good stuff. Good insights from Mr. Ryan Ochipa, State Farm Insurance Agent, ryanochipa.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Ryan Ochipa. Ryan admitted that he hadn't done much radio, but I think he's doing an outstanding job. And it's good talking to you, Ryan. I'm glad you're here. So let's talk about, you know, we talked a little bit about the auto policies. And again, you got to find the right thing for you. And then about the liability coverages. You mentioned how the umbrella policy can kind of go over the top of auto and also over home. I'd like to kind of talk about that. Before I get there, one of the other things I know that people get twisted up or confused is, at least in Florida, and I guess I'm sure other states have similar things, is this whole stacked, unstacked. I have to stop and think hard about it. Just remember how that works because I don't do that.
Yeah.
But explain that to us with uninsured motorists. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. And I think in our state in particular, in Florida, there's also something called the no-fault law. And people get no-fault insurance and uninsured motorist insurance confused all the time.
All right,
and they're very different things.
Set us straight.
So, okay, uninsured motorist is pretty simple. It just says this. Let's pretend that you have an accident. Okay, the accident is not your fault. It's the other guy's fault, and he's injured you. Okay, uninsured motorist in the state of Florida is for injuries only. In other states, it might include physical damage to your car.
But
here
Florida,
it's just injuries.
Okay,
so this other person has injured you. You're going to make a claim against their insurance company to try to help you out with your injuries and your medical bills. You find out that the person has no insurance at all or not enough insurance. Rather than you trying to sue somebody that might not have two nickels to rub together, you just come back to your own insurance company, and we will take care of your medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering, things like that. Come back to your own insurance company and instead of trying to sue somebody personally.
So there's a separate premium for that?
Yes, definitely. Okay. And it's optional. You do not have to buy it in the state of Florida, but it's definitely available. And there are two different types of uninsured motorists. They have what they call stacking coverage and non-stacking coverage. Non-stacking is a little bit more simple. Let's say you chose limits of $25,000 for your uninsured motorist, and you get into an accident in that particular car, you get $25,000. If you bought stacking coverage and you had more than one car, they simply add the limits of uninsured motorist coverage on each of your cars together. So if you had two cars, it doesn't matter which one you got involved in the accident in, you'd get $50,000 instead of $25,000. So the stacking obviously is more expensive.
Okay.
But in a nutshell, that's how it works.
And then no fault?
No fault is a state-specific law to Florida. There's not a whole lot of no-fault states in the whole country. But that was Florida's better idea of keeping people from suing each other for small amounts of money. It was started back in the 70s or so. And it basically just says that when you're in an accident in our state and you're hurt, you have to go to your own insurance policy for the first $10,000 worth of medical bills.
And that's required,
that's
right?
That's required. You cannot get a license plate without having no-fault insurance
but
on your
beyond
car.
Beyond that, you don't have to have anything else.
You have to have no-fault insurance, and you have to carry $10,000 worth of physical damage liability coverage. So if you damage someone else's car, you have to have coverage for that, and you have to have coverage for your own injuries.
But you don't have to have coverage for their injuries.
You don't.
Wow.
However, if you choose not to carry coverage and you do end up injuring somebody else, they're going to suspend your driver's license, and then they're going to force you to buy that coverage at that point. So you should.
Sure.
You should, unless you want a whole lot of aggravation and some fines, you should buy bodily injury liability coverage as well.
So. Yeah. Well, so these are some of the things just to kind of, and it's really good, Ryan, to understand some of the minimums. You know, of course, I know you advise people on a regular basis to get, you know, you don't want to skinny this down. You want to have a nice, adequate level of coverage. And, you know, what are the typically you see for uninsured motors? I've seen 250, 300.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a law basically that says that you can't protect yourself better than you're protecting other people out there.
Ah.
So you cannot buy more uninsured motorist coverage than you buy bodily injury liability. So if my liability coverage is going to be, say, $100,000 per person, then I could buy uninsured motorist coverage up to $100,000 per person. But I can't buy more uninsured motorist coverage than I do liability. And, you know, I think it's sad to say, but in general, in the state of Florida, limits are pretty low. That's my opinion. I wish everybody out there would have at least $100,000 worth of coverage. We'd all have a lot less to worry about when we got in our car, and there'd be a lot more coverage to go around. But, you know, the state of Florida only requires that you carry $10,000 worth of coverage, and you're out the door. And, you know, those laws were set in the 70s, and I always tell people that it's not 1970
anymore.
$10,000 doesn't go very far. It's an emergency room visit.
Last question, real quick. You see, it is for somebody who has insurance, is the front windshield, isn't that no deductible to get it replaced?
Yeah, there's a law in the state of Florida that says that as long as you have comprehensive coverage on your car, we will replace windshields for free.
So if you see somebody and they're getting in your lane and they don't have that crack windshield down the front, they don't have to pay to get it fixed, be careful, right? Yeah. Get out of their way.
That's the idea. Fix it so nobody gets hurt.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to have you in, Ryan. Ryan Ochippa is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. RyanOchippa.com, State Farm Insurance Agent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at RealMoneyRadio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@RealMoneyRadio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.